Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, October 7th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden's approval rating way down. Details emerge about the terrorists who killed 13 Americans in Afghanistan. Gas prices hitting record highs. Los Angeles imposes vaccine mandates for most indoor locations. Also ahead, the dangers of pot. But first, the president's approval rating sinking to new depths. New poll from Quinnipiac says just 38% of voters now back Mr. Biden. 53% disapprove. A majority of those surveyed say the current administration is not capable of running the federal government. About half believe the president is an honest person. The sample for the poll, 24% Republican, 29% Democrat, 37% independent, and that's where the president is losing the most support among independent voters. U.S. officials confirming the ISIS terrorist who killed 13 Americans at Kabul Airport was released from Bagram Air Base after the Taliban seized control. The jihadist was freed on August 15th, then launched a suicide attack 11 days later. In total, 7,000 prisoners were housed at the former American military complex. The bombing that killed 11 Marines, one Navy sailor, an Army soldier, and wounded 18 other service members should not have happened. President Biden is directly responsible for letting those prisoners out of Bagram. This never should have happened. The national price for gas reaching $3.21 a gallon, a record high for this year. Price is up 47% since Mr. Biden's inauguration. Folks in California paying $4.40 a gallon. Cheapest spots, Louisiana, Texas. Experts blame the increased costs on supply chain problems and the Biden administration's war on America's energy industry. Los Angeles demanding proof of vaccination at most indoor locations, just like New York. If you want to go to a restaurant, a gym, a bar, a movie, shopping centers, most other places, you have to prove you are vaccinated. To date, 26,000 Angelenos have died from COVID. In a moment, marijuana. It's kind of dangerous. Right back with it.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, pot is bad for you. Now, I know the stoners will never cop to that, but if you don't believe me, here's what PBS broadcast on its program, Nova. Quote, more than 80 years after America ended one kind of prohibition, it is ending another. Cannabis, growing into a multi-billion dollar industry, as it moves out of the shadow of the illicit market and into newly legalized mainstream commerce. Increasingly eaten, dabbed, vaped, and smoked, cannabis is on the rise and our nation is at a crossroads, unquote. Well, that's true. And then Nova, again, the PBS program, proceeds to tell us about the negative health effects of using marijuana. And the data comes from the CDC. 1 in 7 U.S. adults use pot on a semi-regular basis. 9% of Americans have consumed marijuana in the last 30 days. The National Survey on Drug Use and Health claims 2% of American adults have a diagnosed marijuana abuse problem. That's approximately 6.6 million people. Pot accounts for 67% of new treatment admissions for teenagers. 67%. Major factors in teen abuse are availability and perceived harmlessness of marijuana. Regular smokers of pot spend an average of $7,000 a year on the drug. Prolonged use causes respiratory problems, lung cancer, some psychological disorders like depression, and even heart attacks. Again, all of that data is from the CDC passed on to us by the NOVA program. Cannabis can be very harmful to your health, just like tobacco. Right now, 14 states permit the consumption of marijuana for recreation, and more will follow. Another 22 states allow pot for medical purposes, and it can be used effectively there under a doctor's supervision. Despite the legalization, a report from the Department of Public Safety shows felony marijuana cases for crimes like conspiracy, distribution, and possession actually have increased. That's because dope dealers are still selling pot to kids who can't legally buy it. States that have legalized marijuana have seen a 9% increase in DUI accidents. The legalized pot thing is all about money, of course. The states can apply a big tax on cannabis, and they do. Obviously, we have a huge alcohol problem in the USA, with perhaps 10% of American adults addicted to booze. In the next decade, I predict 10% of adults will become addicted to marijuana. So we are heading toward the United States of intoxication. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And also, you might want to check out my book, Killing the Mob, huge bestseller. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 172 years ago today, one of the greatest writers to ever live suddenly died in Baltimore at the age of 40. The events surrounding his demise are still questioned to this day. Here is the story behind the mysterious death of Edgar Allan Poe. Mr. Poe is credited with popularizing crime novels, horror mysteries. He wrote dozens of books, short stories, and poems beginning in the 1830s. In June 1849, the author embarked on a speaking tour of the USA. On September 27th, Poe was supposed to board a ferry from Richmond, Virginia, and sail to Baltimore, Maryland, then travel to New York City by train. What occurred over the next few days remains unknown. Poe arrived in Baltimore, but didn't go to New York. That's because he was found unconscious in a bar on October 3rd. Locals rushed him to the hospital where they determined the clothes that Poe was wearing were not his own. In the hospital, Edgar Allan Poe continued to drift in and out of consciousness. On October 7th, he died. A Baltimore newspaper claimed the cause was congestion of the brain, whatever that is. Several theories about Poe's downfall have emerged. The most prominent is that he died from complications of alcoholism, as the author drank heavily and apparently used narcotics as well. And here's something else you might not know. Some believe that Edgar Allan Poe's death was not a result of drinking or drugs or natural causes at all. The tavern where Poe was found was used as a polling station. At that time, gangs routinely used a scheme known as cooping. Criminals would grab bystanders off the street, drag them into the bar, and then make them vote repeatedly for a certain candidate. Victims were often beaten and forced to drink large quantities of alcohol. The criminals, would even change the innocent person's clothes to avoid detection for voting more than once. That's the clothing thing with Edgar Allan Poe. But much like his works, his demise remains mysterious, just like the House of Usher. Back after this.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.